This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The government has notified the Income Tax Rules 2026, which will come into effect from the 1st of next month. The new rules aim to enhance compliance through stricter disclosures, while simplifying tax procedures by reducing the number of rules. The rules mark a major overhaul of procedural and compliance systems under direct taxation. The Minister of Finance is informed that the rules implement provisions of the Income Tax Act 2025, replacing old procedural systems and incorporating updated definitions, compliance structures, and new reporting mechanisms. The Election Commission has issued order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media ahead of the upcoming assembly polls in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal, and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with by-elections in six states. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. This rule applies to advertisements shown on TV, radio, public display screens, e-papers, bulk SMS, voice messages and social media platforms. India has adopted a coordinated and proactive approach to the evolving situation in West Asia. Through joint measures by various ministries, the government is ensuring uninterrupted energy supply across the country while also taking steps to prevent hoarding, black marketing and panic buying. The government has emphasized that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas noted the domestic production of LPG has increased by about 40%. The ministry said that no fuel shortages have been reported and also advised citizens against panic buying. The West Asia conflict involving the United States, Israel alliance and Iran is intensifying rapidly. Fresh military strikes and retaliatory attacks on key energy infrastructure in Gulf countries are further escalating tensions in the region and casting a shadow over the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Persian New Year of Navroz. U.S. officials have announced that the Trump administration will lift sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea under a one-month license as the White House tries to bring down soaring oil prices. The pause applies to Iranian oil loaded on ships till yesterday and is set to end 19th of next month. On the other hand, Iran fired on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states and threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide. In response, Israel pounded Tehran with airstrikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of U.S. President. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire are offering Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr today. In squash, India's Anahat Singh, Tanvi Khanna, Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the semi-finals of the Indian Open in Mumbai yesterday. Top seed Anahat registered a convincing 3-0 victory over Malaysia's Savitra Kumar, while unseeded Tanvi defeated 4th seed Aina Amani of Malaysia, securing a 3-1 victory in the quarter-final matches yesterday. Today's semi-final will feature an all-Indian showdown between Anahat and Tanvi for a place in the final. In Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma will take on former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in the semifinals of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France this evening. Tanvi defeated Japan's 6th seed Natsuki Nidara 21-14 in the quarterfinal clash yesterday, and that is the end of this news bulletin.